I played a song off the new Mike Viola record, Paul McCarthy, the song Scientist Alexis. And I think I'll sign off with Mike Viola here with his band Candy Butchers and the song California Girl. You know, kids today go back to school in August, but summer is not over until Labor Day in my book. I squeeze every last bit of summer out of summer. And you know, that means we got a couple more weeks here, or at least one, I guess. And I'm going to remind you to stay tuned for Richard Wigg and the Wig out next, followed by Harry Parmenter and the Fun House. I'll be here next week, same bat time, same bat channel, same batty DJ. Good night, everybody.
See the Big Surf building. Deep in the curl. Prone out. That's the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy for the hodad. Roll over.
See the lineup building. Deep in the tunnel, right in the nose, is the hodad. Roll over, Hodad. Goofy footer, Hodad. Roll over.
See the fast-moving peak.
See the fast-moving peak building.
Deep in the wall.
Ready for the drop? It's the Hodad. Roll over, Hodad.
Goofy footer, Hodad. Roll over.
The big water, see the big water building deep in the shore break, wiped out.
It's a Hodad.
Take gas, Hodad.
Off this week's Wig Out, that is John and the Night Riders, Rumble in Waikiki, from what I think is the first record of the modern surf movement. That's an EP on California Records, 1979. All right, John and the Night Riders, and that is the vaunted John Blair on lead guitar. He also wrote that song and just really got things going here in the modern era. I say modern era, it's over 40 years ago, but you know what I mean. Yeah, all right. I'm Richard Wigg, and you are tuned to WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. This is Swingin' Sunday. I want to thank Becky for getting things started at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with her great show, Bubblegum OD. And then now we are flipping over to Flip Out with the Wig Out. Yeah, 8 to 9 p.m. hour. And then at 9, we toss the keys to Harry and he takes us home. Yeah, the weekend starts with Joe Belock and Shaken Street at 11 a.m. Pacific on Fridays. And it ends here on Swingin' Sunday. So make the most of it. Your last 3 hours of your weekend here on the Rockin' Soul Stream. We've got a special tonight. People, especially back east where it is hot, 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 are thinking about hitting the sandy shores. If you're like me and Mike Sin, you're wearing board shorts. What we all want to say, we're thinking about Southern California and surfing. It's a surf show here on the Wig Out. Just tell them I'm surfing. See you later.
Shoot the girl for 1 clear mile. Early in the morning we'll be riding along to the strange paradise, singing our song. Going to Tahiti, we'll be surfing down. We'll surf all day till the sun goes down. Now we're heading home and we have to say that the honeys and the surfers are here to stay. Your surfing is the rage for everyone. So come along and surf and you'll have some fun. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna ride those boys right out of style. We're gonna shoot the girl for 1 clear mile. Shoot the girl for 1 clear mile. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna.
Thank you.
That's the Phantom Surfers with Sewer Peak, a track from their first LP on Norton Records, 18 Deadly Ones, from 1991. You got a little Sound of the Ocean there with the Phantom Surfers, as well as the Tornadoes. Right before that, from 1962, Busted Surfboards on the Airtone label, if I'm saying that right, A-E-R-T-A-U-N. Yeah. Airtone, one of the first surf records from the early 60s, 62 there with the Tornadoes. And from 63, the Honeys with Shoot the Curl, a single on Capitol Records. There's a Beach Boys connection that Marilyn of the Honeys later married Brian Wilson, and he was their producer. They put out a couple of great singles, Love the Honeys. Prior to that, we did have the Beach Boys themselves, also from 63, from their Surfin' USA album, Surf Jam. Yeah, showing their surf cred there with a killer intro. All right, Carl. And you could just tell that the Wilson boys were rocking out and loving it as they laid that down there in the studio in 63. From 62, Dick Dale, from his live LP, Surfer's Choice. That is a surf beat. Killer guitar tone there from the king of the surf guitar, Dick Dale, and his Dale tones. Yeah, and the Fantastic Baggy started off that set with Tell 'Em I'm Surfin' on Imperial Records. That goes out to Dominic, because that single mentions both surfing and baseball, which we know dear to Dominic's heart. All right, and that is a set of California groups. Surf is the sound of California, and California is the sound of surf music. There are a lot of great beaches and great surfing all around the world, but when you hear that guitar tone and that beat, if you're like me, you think of Southern California. Yeah, which is where we are broadcasting from. Here at the Wigwam in the Bunker in San Diego, I am Richard Wig, and you are tuned to the Summer and Surf Music Special of the Wig Outs here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. And like I was saying, Southern California is the home of surf music, but there are surf groups all over the world. And one of my favorite groups was from our time in Atlanta, getting to know these guys from Tuscaloosa. Here's the Penetrators. They're redlining. Ha ha! Closing out that set, that is the Untamed Youth, getting special treatment here on the Wig Out with three songs that I, from their first LP that I always associate together, Some Kind of Fun, their first LP on Norton Records from 1989. That was One Pine Box, originally by the Royal Flares, and originally pressed and released as One Pink Box, is a mispressing there, by the Royal Flares record label. And we had Surfin' Hearse, Jan and Dean cover prior to that, and then another cover, Ronnie and the Daytonas, Antique 32, Studebaker, Dictator Coupe. Yeah, Untamed Youth getting special treatment because all three of those songs come in at like a minute 40. So packs quite the punch there, three songs in like 4 minutes, yeah. We have the Thunder Chiefs from Texas, Kook Patrol, from an EP in 2014 on Double Crown Records. And then the Volcanoes from Detroit, Pompeii, 1997 single on Estrus Records. And the Finks from right here in Southern California, Similao, from their only LP, Filler Up and Go on Dionysus Records, 1994. That LP is one of my absolute favorite records of all time. The killer lead guitar, surf guitar by Greg Hunt, killer organ by Jake. The whole group is good. Chris, Steve, Dave, yeah, love the Finks. And then from Tuscaloosa, The Penetrators, 1997, an EP on the Solamente record label, Redlined. I guess maybe we crossed over from surf into hot rod there with the revving engine. But, you know, I think the line is blurred. Whether you're riding the curl on the wave or revving your engine on the strip, yeah. The Penetrators, Redlined. I'm Richard Wigg. You are tuned to WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. This is the Wig Outs, the middle hour of Swingin' Sundays. Yeah. Swingin' Sundays, 7 to 10 p.m., and we're here from 8 to 9. Let's keep it cranking here. Here's Al Casey going to a surfing hoot nanny. Wig out!
talking differently. You are Mr. Kuroki, aren't you?
There's no Kuroki. I'm Moto.
Thank you.
That's the Tiki's Surfadelic from, I think, about 1980, maybe 81. That one also goes out to Dominic because I know he loves that. Oh, yeah. Closing out our last full set here on the Wig Out Surf Spectacular. I guess it was a Surf Spooktacular with Haunted Beach Party by the Pandoras from their first LP on Vox Records. It's About Time from 84. Yeah, Paula and the girls playing homage to the beach movies. Haunted Beach Party, yeah. And then from San Diego, the California Suns, Masked Grandma, Jan and Dean. Tribute, spoof, homage. Oh, yeah, from 1966 on Imperial Records. They later changed their name to the Suns, and the record label changed it for them again and turned them into the Magic Mushroom. So if you're familiar with that Magic Mushroom 45, it goes all the way back to the California Suns. And I love that there's a San Diego connection. Satan's Pilgrims from their first LP from 1995, At Home with the Satan's Pilgrims. Mr. Moto, their version of that classic, that's on Empty Records. Satan's Pilgrims with, I don't know, 6-7 great LPs and at least as many singles. Love Satan's Pilgrims, man. And we have the Challengers, K39, from an LP that came out in 65. Surfs Up with the Challengers on Vault Records. That was also a single. And the Pyramids with Penetration. That was a song that's, I think, a template for a bunch of other surf songs. They really found the mold, made the mold there with that song, Penetration, from 63 on Best Records. And then we started with Al Casey, Surfin' Hootenanny from 63, with vocals by the KC-Etts. It's on Stacy Records. The KC-Etts were also the Blossoms, and they were known by a number of different other names, including the Ultramates. Yeah, how about that? All right. This is The Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig. Honored to be here every Sunday. We're closing out this week's Surf Spectacular Memorial Day weekend here in the States. The unofficial start to summer. All right, we got time for one more here. We got Harry coming up at the top of the hour with the Fun House. And taking us out, we got the Boss Martians from Seattle from their first LP on Dionysus Records from 1995. Here's their take on Batman. Yeah! We'll be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
This is Harry Parmenter, and you're in the Funhouse, and not only is it Labor Day weekend, but I just won an epic 2-year lawsuit. So let's rock.
I said, thanks a lot.